This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. COVID-19 cases from the new variant are emerging outside of southern Africa, where it was first identified. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
This variant is spreading around the world, with two cases so far identified here in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced new measures aimed at containing the spread of the Omicron variant. Many countries are imposing new restrictions on travel from southern Africa, including the US.
We were so slow to act on Delta, and the whole world paid such a high price for it.
Danny Altman is a professor of immunology at Imperial College London.
Let's try and be forewarned and do it properly this time, so I think it probably is warranted.
The good thing is that we have monitoring systems around the world to detect these variants very quickly.
The World Health Organization's Maria van Kerkhove.
Already, scientists are sharing research with us, information with us, so that we can take action.
Open questions include the effectiveness of current vaccines against Omicron and whether it causes more severe disease. There's been no indication of that so far. I'm Ben Thomas.
News reports in Italy and Germany say that both countries have confirmed cases of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. The Italian news agency La Presa says an Italian who traveled to Mozambique tested positive for the variant. The business traveler landed in Rome earlier this month and returned to his home near Naples. Five family members, including two school-aged children, have also tested positive. All are isolating in the suburbs of Naples in good condition with light symptoms. A variant case was also confirmed by Sacco Hospital in Milan, and Italy's National Health Institute said the man had received two doses of the vaccine. In Germany, meanwhile, two travelers have tested positive for the variant, according to a Munich-based